はい、皆さんおはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
インターネットの方々、
To those who are watching this service on the internet, good morning, hello, good evening. We give a tithe offering of all the offerings we have collected.
今11月3日からのこの場での9万8000円のため。
Now we'd like to give a tithe offering of 98,000.That we collected from June 3rd to June 4th. Thank you, Father, for meeting our needs. We now give a tithe offering of 98,000. Please receive them and use them. Thank you for meeting all our needs. We have never lacked anything before. We praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Good morning. We have made new 2 one-minute videos. Let's watch them.
皆さんこんにちは。今日は予言の実践についてです。予言を実際に用いるためにまず大切なことは、予言の賜物、働きは教会に与えられたものなので、教会の管理の中で用いるということです。具体的には、教会の牧師が責任を持つ集会か、また牧師が許可した集会で予言を用いるということです。そしてその集会の中で、牧師あるいは牧師が立てたリーダーに従って用いることが重要です。リーダーの導きを無視して予言を語るなど、秩序を乱してはいけません。さて、このように集会の体制が整ったら、いよいよ実践です。クリスチャンで聖霊のバプテスマを受け、異言の祈りが開かれているなら、予言を語ることができますから、まず賛美と祈りの中で神様に心を向けていきます。そして多くの場合、予言は思いのうちに与えられるので、神様からの言葉を捉えて語っていきます。どの思いが神様からの言葉かわからないと言われるかもしれません。確かに思いの中には、神様から来たものもあれば、自分の思い、サタンから来たものさえあります。しかし、とにかく思いの中に来た言葉をどんどん語っていきましょう。これが訓練となり、だんだん神様からの予言の言葉を捉えて語ることができるようになります。初めのうちはほとんど自分の思いかもしれません。しかし繰り返し語っていく中で、より主の言葉を捉えることができるようになります。主に期待して教会の管理を受け、熱心に訓練し用いていきましょう。では、
皆さんこんにちは。今日のテーマは白い馬です。黙示録の中心部分は白馬で始まり、白馬で終わっていて、白馬が特別なポイントとなっています。そしてこの白い馬に乗っている方がいます。その乗っている方とは誰でしょうか。まずは黙示録19章11から16節から見ていきましょう。ここで白馬に乗った方は忠実または真実、神の言葉、王の王と表現されていますから、まさに主の実質を表した言葉です。つまり乗っているのはキリストであることがわかります。キリストに従ってクリスチャンも白い馬に乗り、神の軍となって再臨の時反キリストと戦い、キリストの軍が圧倒的な勝利を得るのです。次に6章2節ですが、弓が戦いを表すということと、白い馬の後に赤い馬、黒い馬、青ざめた馬と、いずれも悪いことばかりが続くことから、6章の白い馬に乗るのは反キリストだとする説がありますが、19章でも戦いの表現はありますし、裁きのはずの封印やラッパにも裁きでないことが含まれているので、それらは妥当ではありません。しかも反キリストは第4の封印の青ざめた馬のところで獣として出てくるので、封印の裁きに2度反キリストが出てくることはないでしょう。むしろキリストと考えれば19章と同じ白い馬に乗っていますし、黙示録では白は全て義を表すものとして使われていることを見ても妥当と考えられます。また6章19章とも冠が与えられているところも同じです。以上から 6章の白馬に乗る方もキリストであり、白馬に乗る者の勝利はキリストの勝利、宣教の勝利を表します。観難時代の初めにキリストによる勝利、つまり使徒の働き2章のヨエルの預言の成就である後の雨リバイバルの本格的な激しい働きが起こり、宣教の働きが全世界に一気に進んでいくのです。白馬はまさにキリストの勝利が大きく現れる象徴なのです。それではまた。
Thank you. The first video was about prophecy. He said that prophecies came to our mind. But some people receive prophecies through Chinese, through writings of Chinese characters. And my wife, Fushigi, said that she received prophecy. It just comes by words. And also in the Bible, they say that prophecies come through dreams and visions. And prophecies should be supervised under, should be dealt with under supervision of the church. And about the white horse, almost all Christians agree that the white horse that appears in toward the end of the book of Revelation is Christ. But opinions are separated about the white horse that appears in the first part of the book of Revelation. Some say that it's the Antichrist, but it's wrong. This is Christ. Please look at chapter 6 of the book of Revelation. 6:8. It says, I looked and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, and plague, and by the wild beasts of the earth. An issue here is the wild beasts. What do you think of as wild beasts? Maybe you think of lions and tigers, but people don't, they don't kill people, they don't slaughter people, they can't. So, when we look up a word beast in the book of Revelation, it means the Roman Empire or the Antichrist. And mainly beasts means the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. So here, the wild beasts represent the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a reason for the whole population, a force of the whole population to be killed on this earth. And the book of Revelation says that there will be a great revival in the first half, in the first part of this age. So the white horse and the person on the white horse in the first revelation, in the first part of Revelation is Christ. Let's watch the short movie of the theme to Israel.
年の6月の末にちょっと体調が悪くなって総合病院で検査を受けたところ、胃にがんがあることが分かりました。続くその他のさまざまなところの検査で、そのがんはすでに肝臓、リンパ節、脳にも転移していることが分かりました。それでもう手術はできないということで、3ヶ月、命はこの3ヶ月、そして遅くともこの長く持っても6ヶ月、3ヶ月から6ヶ月ということで、非常に厳しい状況であることが分かりました。医学では治らないけれども、神様は何一つ不可能なことはないとおっしゃってますので、神様には治すことができるという、そのことをやはりこれまた教会のメッセージを通してちょうどその頃語られていましたので、本当に神様に頼っていけばきっと治していただけるということを、その時すごくそれを支えに思っていました。そして神様の言葉を求めたんですね。第二列王記20章5節から、私はあなたを癒す、3日目にはあなたは死の宮に登るという言葉を与えられました。でも徹底して感謝と告白をし始めました。でその中で本当に神様の癒しの力、言葉の力が具体的にこう働いて、体が元気になるだけじゃなく、この抗がん剤の副作用というのは一切現れなかったんですね。そして心というのか、心が本当に守られていて、神様が確かに癒してくださるという希望がもういつもこう気持ちを支えてくれて、むしろ病気になって、これがんになってよかったんだ、きっとこの肺がんにはもうすごい神様の計画があるという、そういう喜びがいつも与えられていて、この与えられた御言葉に死の宮に残るというのがあったんですけれども、このことがイスラエルに来るということとは気がつかなかったんですね、最初。それで行きたいなと思って、その死の宮に登るというのが、これってエルサレムに登ることなんじゃないかって分かった後に検査の結果が発表されたんですが、その検査の結果でもうすでにこの脳と肝臓とリンパ節の転移が全部消えていて、他に何も転移がないということが明らかになったんですね。で先生からは小さくなることはあっても消えることはないっておっしゃってたので、本当に神様がこう全部消してくださって、で残るはこの胃だけなんですけれども、これも言葉があるので必ず癒されるので、これならイスラエルに行けるんじゃないかと思って先生に聞いたら、先生はどうぞどうぞと、もう本当にすんなり承諾してくださって、ですからね、イスラエル派遣は本当に特別な思いで来させていただきました。そして
アルベルさんに行ったの、
はい、
昨日、
うん、一緒に登りましたね。
登ったね、
すごいあの軽やかに歩かれて、
もう軽やかに本当に歩けるんだもん本当おかしいぐらいね、足がねずっとずっと運ぶのだから、本当に神様本当に素晴らしいと思って、もうイスラエルに来て一番もう大変ね、これが一番のプレゼント、いや本当に私はもう都はイスラエルにあるから本当に。
Adonai Melech, Adonai Melech. 性胸水が溜まっていて、胸膜破手だと言われました。やはり私は神の恵みを見るものとなろうと決心しました。それでそれからはですね、とても不思議なことがあったんですけれども、その告白をするようになって、その直後が、偉大地震があって10月9日だったんですけれども、その時に、先生が電子カルテ上に出た検査結果を見て、もうわーって声を上げるぐらい顔が蒸気してびっくりして、こんなに良くなってるって言われました。でそれで、仕事もしながら本当にずっと普通に過ごしてまして、で先生があまりにもこう驚いて、松橋さん、あなたには希望がありますって言われたんです。とにかく胸膜破手まで行くということは、がんの全ての最後だったんですよ。私の場合はなんかそれからどんどん良くなっていくんですよね。神様が私たちに譲れることで絶対に悪いことはないっていうことで、それが一番の私の良かったなって、癒されたっていうことよりも、どんなに苦しんでる人も、悲惨な人も、いやここには神の愛が根底になりますっていうことを、なんか本当に絶対そうなんですって言える、で神様に感謝したら必ず恵みに変わりますっていうことは言えるようになりました。
神の言葉が荒野でザカリアの子ヨハネに下った。それと4節の終わりの方の 石の道を用意し、地の整える道をまっすぐにせよ。これが示された言葉です。
Thank you. The word of God that He has given us during this outreach to Israel is that the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, and prepared the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. This means that about 6 months ago, we received God's word saying that revival started. And this was confirmed with the scripture saying that the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah. Also, we have a calling for the work of God in the end times. And when we had a time of prayer on the top of Mount Olives, we were able to see the church of ascent, and a rainbow appeared over the church. And some participants joined this team after they had cancers healed. Another lady called Sister Susan, she was in a wheelchair at the airport on her way to Israel, but she was able to climb the Mount Arbel, and she also climbed down the mount on foot. Let's praise God for that. And Sister Kazama, she suffered from stomach cancer, and this cancer spread to her brain and lymph and liver, and doctor told her that she would live only for another 3 months or another 6 months for the longest. But just before the outreach, she had a checkup, and then it was found out that her liver cancer and brain cancer and the lymph cancer, they all disappeared. And the doctor gave her permission to participate in this outreach. She was doing very well during this outreach. And another sister, Sister Matsuzaki, she is a she is a doctor, so she knows much about medicine and diseases. And she also had lung cancer. And but after she went through some anti-cancer drug treatment, the result was very good, and she was able to participate in this team. Let's praise the Lord for that. When we went to congregation of Russian Messianic people, it was a special God's leading that we were able to minister with them. And during the message, I shared a testimony about Sister Eshurun being healed from autism. And but my interpreter, she almost stopped when I started speaking about this. And at one point, I thought that I should not have shared this story. Maybe I made a mistake and I should have shared another testimony. But anyway, the Lord continued to lead me to share this testimony about Sister Eshurun to the end. Then after the message, the interpreter came up to me shedding tears, saying that she also has a daughter who suffers from autism. Another testimony that I shared during my message was about Pastor Mrs. Maeda, who suffered from mental disease, and they were told by the doctor that they should never have children. But now the Lord healed them, and they have six children and three grandchildren. And I also introduced one of their children, Sister Israel, to the congregation, and the congregation was very moved. And next outreach is to Cambodia from the end of this year to the beginning of next year. This will only 3 or 4 day outreach, and because it will be toward the end of this year and next beginning of next year, the airfare will be a little more expensive than usual, but our congregation in Cambodia, they want to have me hold a baptismal ceremony. We will also take the children to sea again, to a beach. If you are burdened, please join this outreach. Well, and there is a testimony in the monthly magazine, testimony of Sister Yamanaka. In her testimony, she said that she got to become friends with a Christian, and she became a Christian. She became a Christian through her. But after she became a Christian, she found out that the girl who led her to Christ, she was a wife of a man whose father was a doctor, a pastor, and that pastor was a friend of Sister Yamanaka's uncle. And that uncle, I used to live with him, well, with his family, in the second floor of Mabashi Church. And I remember praying for. I remember praying for the niece of his of this uncle,
that man
and Sister Yamanaka.
And
after many years, Sister Yamanaka happened to come to this church and become a member of this church. So let's give thanks to God because the hand of the Lord has been upon her and her life and the lives of her family. And Pastor Suga and his wife are still in Israel, and Pastor Suga is getting better. But a company is now trying to arrange for him to be transferred to Japan. And let's pray for them to be able to come back to Japan as soon as possible. Pastor Kitajima, could you pray? Dear gracious Father, thank you that the team to Israel came back, but Pastor Suga and his wife,
イスラエル須賀牧師に今許されていることを本当に感謝します。主が癒されて、また無事にこの早く帰ってくることができることが感謝します。
Thank you that you will bring them back to Japan.
待ち望んでいます。
As soon as possible, thank you that you will heal him.
ありがとうございます。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that Pastor Suga is getting better, and thank you that his doctor said that he can come back to Japan. Pray that the company will make arrangements soon and help them to come back to Japan as soon as possible. Help him to come back to Japan and be healed.In the name of Jesus, I pray.
それでは聖書を、ね、お読みしたいというふうに思います。
Let's read the Bible.
時間がないので、
さあ、行きますね。Now we don't have much time, so let's do quick.
第一ヨハネの一章の九節です。
The First John chapter 1, verse 9. もし私たちが自分の罪を言い
表すなら、神は真実で正しい方ですから、その罪を許し、すべての悪から私たちを清めてくださいます。で、
Anyone, excuse me.
神様はですね、
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. God forgives sinners. Sometimes even Christians say they don't deserve God's forgiveness. In a way, they are right because we are sinners.Without God's forgiveness, we will be condemned to death. We can't help ourselves. In the first part of Showa era, many Japanese novelists, they almost became Christians, but they left Christianity because they thought that they couldn't practice.What the Lord, what is written in the Bible. So that's right, because we can't obey the law. If we believe in the cross of Jesus and repent of our sins, God forgives us. This is one of the big points. If you think that you don't deserve being a Christian, and if you think you don't deserve standing in front of God, that's right. So through the cross of Jesus only, through God's mercy only, our sins are forgiven and we are entitled to receive the best blessings from God.And the opposite person, we can compare two people, Judah and Peter. Recently, some people say a wrong thing about Judah because they say because of Judah, Jesus was crucified. So they praise Judah.
And
that's completely wrong because the Bible said that Satan entered Judah. And Jesus said that Judah should not have been born. Judah was an evil man. So what was the point? Peter also betrayed Jesus. Peter said that he would never betray Jesus. And Judah also betrayed him. What's the difference between them? Peter repented before God. And the Lord forgave him. And the Lord raised him up as the best vessel of the Lord. God blesses sinners who repented, and the Lord gives best blessings to them. But Judah regretted that he had sold Jesus, who was sinless, and he then committed suicide. Judah was evil, but the problem about him was that he didn't repent. He didn't repent, and he didn't come to the Lord. If Judah had repented, I think the Lord would have forgiven him. Let's think of the king Manasseh. The king Manasseh killed many people, and he sacrificed his children to an idol, and he sold prophet Isaiah to death. Who can think of someone so evil who sold somebody to death? But the king Manasseh repented, and he became a vessel of the Lord. In Apocrypha, there is even a book of the book of Manasseh. So repentance is a big point.
Of course,
we are loved. God loves us as we are. And at the same time, the Lord wants us to become like Jesus. And what we fail to see is that we will become like Jesus sooner or later. When we go to heaven, we are glorified. We will become sister or brother of Christ. Jesus will never think that his sisters and brothers are so evil. We will become like him. There's no exception. Even though we have sins, even though we are depressed, we'll be set free from them. Even though you are hilarious, you'll be set free. And the Lord will give us a perfect character. So let's walk by faith. So let's imagine the perfection of who you are, and believe that you receive it, even though you may have a lot of problems, but let's receive it. And we can't obey the law by strength. By trying to obey the law, we know that we are sinners. So let's seek God's guidance. Of course, we need to repent if we sin. But if we repent, we are given blessing of God. He will forgive him.
主が与えてくださるね、笑いの成果というね、特別な。
And the Lord will
私たちの努力目標ではなくて、
will make us holy. It's not a goal of our efforts. It's something that the Lord prepares for us, and we receive it by faith. When you confess in the right way, your walk by faith will be established. You need to grasp something the Lord assures you. You need to be patient.Patience, but you see God's glory. Because you cling to something, you are bound. You have to let it go and give it to God. Let's repent before we ask God for healing. And let's pray for healing. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you that you are here. And I pray for you to heal each one of us. In the name of Jesus, I bind the power of sickness. I command sickness to go. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
頭痛の方が癒されました。
Your headache is healed. You're healed from being unable to sleep. You can sometimes sleep, but you can't. But you're healed. Your thought is healed. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let's stand up and sing Hallelujah.
ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。
May the love, may the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated.